Violinist Ida Haendel is much better known in Europe than here. That might change with some recent video and CD releases. Our classical music critic Lord Schwartz hopes so. He considers Haendel the greatest living violinist. She was a child prodigy growing up in Poland. Now in her 70s and living in Florida, Lord says she's at the top of her form. She's one of the performers who was featured in the documentary The Art of Violin, which was broadcast on public television.
That was Ida Haendel playing a Brahms Hungarian dance in 1956 on the documentary The Art of Violin. American audiences haven't had a chance to get to know her extraordinary playing, as well as audiences in Europe or Latin America. Lucky for me, she's been playing regularly with the Boston Symphony since her debut in 1990. Her Sibelius Violin Concerto with Sir Simon Rattle was one of the concerto performances against which I measure all others. Sibelius and Benjamin Britten and her teacher, George Enescu, were among the composers who loved how she played their work. She was just back in Boston playing Bruch's G minor concerto under the direction of Ilan Volkov, who is about half a century her junior. Here's the beginning of the Adagio, a love song of throbbing concentration, softer and slower than it's usually played. Haendel's violin is like a silken thread, indrawn, intimate, one long-held breath, and aware of the tears underlying every human emotion. For years, her recordings have been hard to find here, but that's changing. VAI has issued a memorable video of Haendel playing the Brahms Violin Concerto and Sarasate's Carmen Fantasy. There's not a wasted motion, none of the usual violinistic writhing or hair tossing. Every gesture serves the music. Her most recent recording is a 2-CD set of works for violin and piano. On one disc, scintillating pieces by Szymanowski, Bartok, and Enescu, with pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy. On the other, her Decca recordings from the 1940s. Some of the repertoire overlaps, so you can hear performances of Bartok's colorful and exuberant Romanian folk dances recorded almost 50 years apart. For all her hair-raising virtuosity, Haendel seems never to have been interested in mere self-display. Here's Haendel first in 1947 with pianist Ivor Newton, then in 1996 with Ashkenazy. Haendel must be one of the most articulate musicians around. She speaks 7 languages fluently, including English, Russian, and Polish, and has published an autobiography. On a documentary she herself narrates, she says that were it not for her being a violinist, she and her family would have stayed in Poland and been murdered like all the Jewish people there. But by some divine decree, she says, it was a salvation for all of us, my immediate family and myself. Ida Haendel's life really depended on her playing, and she still plays the violin as if it were her salvation.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and director of the Creative Writing Program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed violinist Ida Haendel's 2-CD set on Decca and video on VAI.